Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, everybody. It is Jenny and Nicole here with the Coco Caliente Show, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time.
Good morning. So a week ago today, we had some exciting news in our little town of Ubly.
Yeah, we did. Go ahead and go and say.
I woke up to a text very early in the morning. Victor gets up very, very early saying, check your lottery ticket. Somebody bought won $1 million in Ubly. And that's like a lot here. We have a very small town. So that was like really, really, really big news. Mm-hmm. And so I was like so excited because Dave does, the store that it was bought from, Dave does go in there and buy a ticket for every drawing. I hurried in before I even said anything to him, which Victor texted in the family group. So Dave had already heard about it because he was already up and about at work too, mm-hmm. but he knew he didn't buy a ticket. I went through his wallet. He had one for every date but that date. I was like, oh, it's not us. Yeah. Victor's like, I bought one. It wasn't me. But anyways, it was like,
The odds just increase significantly because like when you drive into our town, like there's a sign that says like population of 800 or whatever. So it's like, okay, it goes from one in like a zillion chance to kind of feels like one in 800, right?
Yeah. And I mean, not everybody plays the lotto. It was very, very exciting news. And I was like, and then for the first 2 days last week, I was like, you know, everybody's asking around anybody here who did, you know, who won. And then I honestly totally forgot about it after 2 days because no rumors were circulating at that point about anybody who had won the money. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday I hear 4 rumors in 1 day. So now I'm like excited again and like want to kind of know, you know, you just kind of are excited. But
and hope that they do because like with $1 million, that's so exciting. And it's like, you have a choice of, you could just kind of spend it all on like
by the time
nice,
you paid your taxes, you could blow it fast. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but I mean, you could maybe just buy like a nice house and a car or something, or you could like invest. So I'm kind of excited too, to see, give them like the opportunity to make something amazing of it. Right.
Yeah. And like the 4 rumors that I heard, so far, like, one, I heard we have like, Ubly's got, few big factories where a lot of people work at. So the one rumor I heard was like 15 people in a pool at one of the factories had won it. So no names or anything. And then another one I had heard, these two rumors are like the ones that I'm hearing the most, is a 22-23 year old this boy from town. And I've heard 2 different ones and they both live across the street from each other. So I, you know, was kind of hoping on one of that being true, just knowing the kid and he's a really good kid and all that good stuff. And then the 4th rumor I heard, what I didn't even tell you yet, is the little lottery lady from Ubly, which would not surprise me because
I saw her yesterday though, and she did not look like it.
Do you think people are? Yeah, she would tell us. I think because she'd be so excited.
She actually walked in when I was in the
store.
Yeah.
And so I really don't think it's her. I've only heard that from one person, that one. But that would be exciting, too, because she loves her scratch tickets and her lottery. And she spends, like, that's her visitation. She visits the people that who's ever, when I worked at the store, she'd sit in there with me for 2 hours and pick out what ticket she wants and
you know
go
what,
home.
Though? Maybe. Because when she walked in yesterday, the store, the Peterson work in the store goes, "Oh my God, hey, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while." And she usually comes in every day, so maybe she's trying to figure out the $1 million.
It depends on which one of the two gas stations she was in.
She was in the one you used to work at.
Oh, and she goes in there all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like a daily thing. Maybe she had a cold
and
or something.
And it was the manager, I think.
Oh, so
it.
Maybe that's how the rumor is getting speculated, yeah, because maybe. She didn't show up for a few days. So they're like, oh, she's cashing in her. Yeah. So anyways, we'll keep you updated to see maybe none of the four rumors are true. But it is very, very exciting. And I'm super, super happy for somebody to put the $1 million ugly on the map, like winning
that's
the lotto.
Awesome.
And it's not going to stop me from playing. And it's not going to make me play anymore. It's just going to be the same. We try to just get one ticket for each drawing, and I'll continue to do that. But yes, I'm very, very congratulations if it's anybody that listens, because that's awesome.
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
We have a good lineup today, I feel like.
Yeah. Do you want me to get my weird or normal out of the way?
Sure.
Is it weird or normal to sneeze or cough inside your shirt?
Oh my gosh, Mom. Well, if you have nothing else, right?
I don't know. Do you know how, like, I see so many people, like, sneeze.
Elbow.
Yes, in their elbow. And I've never sneezed or coughed. I blocked the microphone because I got myself in that position. I've never, ever done that into my elbow because I still feel like that goes into the air. So I always, and Dave thinks it's so weird, I always lift my shirt over top my nose if I have to sneeze and I can't hold it, or if I need to cough and like, yeah.
That's a good point.
Because it's inside my shirt. But Dave looks, he thinks that's so, so weird.
Yeah.
Do
but
you
I,
ever
I,
do
I,
it?
I understand your logic. I think, yeah, like I panic if I don't have a tissue and I got to sneeze because I just picture myself sneezing and then looking up with snot all over my face. So I'm like, okay, what can I do to avoid that? But yeah, I don't know. I
think you do your shoulders sometimes. Like I've seen you like lift your shoulder up. Like I was just thinking, I have a little cold that I woke up with this morning, and that's what actually made me think about it. Like I was like sitting in the kitchen and I had to sneeze. So I
heard the elbow is kind of gross because that's like touches. It's also like out in the open for the rest of the day too, you know?
Yeah.
You say you're holding a baby or something.
But Dad literally does the elbow. I've seen so many people in my life do the elbow, and I've never really understood it. But he is like, looks at me like I have a dirty shirt on. And it's not like nothing usually flies out of my nose when I sneeze or anything.
I think it's a monkey see, monkey do type thing. With the elbow, it's normal.
Yeah. Yeah, I always just do. So anyways, I'm curious what everybody thinks about if it's the weird or normal to sneeze inside your shirt, like to lift it up. And if my reasoning makes sense for why I do it, or if it's just, if that's just really, really weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, then before we get into our serious conversations, I do have a funny arrow story.
Okay.
Because it was just so cute.
Oh, yes.
The other day we had company over and he was playing outside and he was just having a good old time. And whenever Arrow has to go, poop, it is like, it's kind of sad watching his face, isn't it?
Yeah. Gets super red. He has to push pretty hard.
So he gets like super red in his face. Like he's got sensitive skin. So it just, we kind of feel sorry for him. And like, it's, you know, like when he's pushing like that, it's just like, and Dave's not around it very much. Like, me and Nicole and Victor are, so we see it all the time, and we just know to just leave him alone and it'll get done fast. Well, he was outside and he stopped for a minute. He was playing and he stopped to do it. And so Dave wanted to pick him up. Like, I don't know, just to like, he thought it might like just to like comfort him while he was doing it. I don't know if that was like the, because Arrow doesn't run and hide when he does it. He just stands wherever he is, grabs onto, like, if he's by the couch, he hangs onto something, like, when he pushes, kind
of. And he was hanging onto a planter outside.
Yeah, so he was hanging onto the planter, and he loves, like, we've talked about this a million times, Dave. He never tells Dave no about, I've never seen him tell Dave no about anything. Mm-hmm. Dave went to, like, I don't know if he put his hands out, Dad did? And he went to walk near him, and Arrow like gave him this so look. Cute. It was so cute. And like reached, took his hand off the planner, put it towards him, like with his palm out, and shook it like, no. Like he'd like, don't come any closer. But yet his face was so strained because he was like trying to push. And oh my gosh, all of us just started laughing because it was so darn mm-hmm. cute. Like it was just so cute. And so Dave's like, oh my gosh, you know, I just wanted to help him or whatever. But then it like scared Arrow, not scared him, but like
embarrassed him, I think. And he didn't poop for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. He just stopped because we were all looking and laughing and then went back to playing for 30 minutes. And then we left. And he obviously pooped after we left. I just like to like
keep my eye on him when he's pooping because he does turn so red. And like with my nursing background, I just know that sometimes people like hold their breath and pass out and stuff. And sometimes when he was younger, he needed like help and positions, like helping getting it out. So, I mean, I do watch him to make sure he's okay and then make sure like, yeah, he's not like in pain or anything.
But actually now I've noticed in the mm-hmm. last 6-7 months when he was a baby, if he could push sometimes for like 30 minutes off and on constantly. Now he's smarter. If he goes to push and it's not going to come, he can wait 15 minutes and try it again. Mm-hmm. Like he doesn't like before he would, when he was a baby, he would continuously push. And that was stressful because it was mm-hmm. a long period of time. Now it's literally, I'd say a minute at a time. And if it doesn't come, if he doesn't poop, he stops. And yeah, then he goes back at it later.
It's just like my motherly thing though, is I'm just trying to tell the listeners, I don't think it's weird that, cause when you said we like watch him poop and laugh, like it kind of sounded mean, but I just meant like we watch him to make sure he's okay.
Oh yeah. We don't laugh when he's pooping. I meant we were laughing cause he was telling Dave, yeah. no. And he never tells Dave no. And I mean, I honestly wish I would have had a video camera at the expression on his face and his little hand, because I've never seen him do that. Like not where he sticks his hand out at you and like shakes his fingers. Like he knew, like he has mm-hmm. to have seen that before. I've never seen him tell anybody no that way before. Right. So it was just like it was almost like a stand back. Don't come any farther. No, at the whole time. Cute. And it was like, it was so, so adorable. Oh my gosh, was it cute? But that's my funny Arrow story. Alrighty. So what are we going to talk about first now on the topics?
Whatever you got on your list.
Okay. What do you think about Arrow watching back? Cause this, I guess there's been some articles about, you know, people that are actually in movies and starring, like they'll have to kiss somebody else and their kids see it later on. Or if they have to do like scary stuff that their kids don't like and like, people
I'll take on like a different persona, right? Maybe they're the what's it called? What's the mean person in the movie?
The villain.
Yeah. And they're like maybe looking like they're fighting someone or something.
Yeah. So there's like mm-hmm. been articles about that lately, but yours is reality television where you're trying to win money and do the things. And so sometimes some people don't do what they would do in normal life and sometimes they totally do. So what do you feel about Arrow watching all the different shows that you've been on so far?
The Amazing Race, totally cool, because it's his mom and dad together. And, you know, I think that that's something that he would enjoy watching. My first Big Brother experience, just kind of maybe when he gets older, like explaining like this was how cool it was for me, right? Because I was a super fan and I never thought that this opportunity would come, and let alone it came two more times after that. But just like, basically, the lesson there would be, like, go for your dreams, go for what you want to do. And it is going to be a little bit weird because this is weird to talk about on here, even because I did have a showmance, with somebody other than his dad.
But it wasn't a big part of
the show. No.
So, I think that's one thing, one part.
One episode or something, right?
But he'll see, like, your emotions in check. But he'll know by that, like, when you get frustrated with them people and and you tell him, don't play, stop playing Big Baby and start playing Big Brother. He might be like, go, Mom, go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was definitely the underdog that season. So I think that that would be really good for him to watch as well. And then my second season was,
that's going to be the funniest. And cause yes. that you actually won your, yes. Victor's on there and he's a big part of having a crush on you. Plus you had,
and he didn't vote for me to win.
Yes. So just the whole, that whole one is going to be like a hard explanation. Like it will be a lot of laughs, and, you know, and I guess you did wait till a certain, the right age.
I think it'd be good too for me too. I've never watched any of my seasons back. So maybe that's, you know, watching back with Arrow, we can just kind of laugh because it's been years now.
And I honestly have, I've watched them all while they happened, but I have not watched anything back except for like lots of clips of like when she actually wins the thing, and like little clips of favorite clips. I always love to watch back that clip of when she gave
Zach a wedgie.
Yeah. Like there's a few things like that I'll think about and laugh about.
Was that on the show or was that just live feeds? I think it's just live feeds.
Was that just live feeds or was it the funny moments too? Maybe it was just the live feeds.
Just live feeds, I think.
But like there's certain clips like of funny stuff that I really do like. But then there's so much that I forgot that I'd actually think I would enjoy at some point watching it back.
Yeah, I think I'm to the point where I could. And then the last final season, I think it's just, you know, if he wants to watch another season of his mom playing, like, feel like that could be kind of boring, you know. So I mean, any questions he has, I'm more than happy to answer. And I think like explaining to him too just how different it is, like being in an environment like that is set up for, they put you in a social experiment, people that they know you're gonna not like totally click with. And just, I mean, I hope he just learns from it, if anything. And I hope he doesn't like strive to be on reality TV, really, is like his, you know. I mean, it's kind of ironic because that's what I did, and his dad did that too. So, I mean, I guess I can only expect it.
Yeah. And I'm actually like, it's got to be getting close to where some of the first Big Brother's kids would be old enough to start like applying, to be honest. It's gotta be, I would think, you know, all the way from season
one.
Season two. I mean, if they're interested, it just seems like it would definitely has to be getting, which would be kind of like interesting. I mean,
Big Brother's a solid show. Like, I don't see it going anywhere for a long, long time. So yeah, I mean, that would be crazy if it's on when Arrow's like 21 though.
Yeah, that would be like really, really crazy.
Oh my gosh. And to have to, I mean, it'd be so different, you know, who knows what it'd be like either. Cause I mean, then I would be, I mean, I'm already like old news, but it's crazy how fast things change with it.
Yes. And like in the same kind of subject or whatever, talking about sharing your life on social media and the criticism on parenting, how do you handle like when somebody's criticizing a photo you took or what you're saying or what you're doing on social media? Like, you know, there's so much criticism, and I'm guilty. Like I was taught when I'm writing this down, I'm thinking about it. Sometimes I watch the TikToks. I never would comment like anything negative. I am definitely not that person. But sometimes in my head, like when I see these kids saying all these really bad swear words and doing things really, really bad, and they're like 5 years old and they're like encouraging it, I'm thinking, oh gosh, I would never do that. So, I mean, it is easy, but then why do some people feel the need to like, for one thing, some of it's so uncalled for, nobody's doing anything wrong, but the need to comment on it, you know, like how does that make you, how do you handle that?
I think I just, a lot of years of practice before I was even a mom, I think I just, realize that you can't make everyone happy, and also the support of my family and knowing that I know who I am. I think like today I'm the best person version of myself that I've ever been. And it's kind of ironic because, you know, back when I was on TV, when I was 21, I was very like, I'd say loved. And I don't say that, and I don't not feel loved now. I just, there's just times where I do get like attacked for things. And so I think it's kind of just ironic that I'm the best version, and I know I'm the best version of myself. So I think because I know and I'm confident and content with who I am as a person, and I'm working on myself every day, and I know I'm the best mom that I can be, I don't kind of feed into it. But I will say, like, so if they say like something about my parenting, I really know that I am a really good mom.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't bring things to my attention. Mm-hmm. And if you do, like that, something that somebody messaged you or did, except for like casually, and it could be like weeks later. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
you
like about telling me to lose weight, but that's like, I told you that weeks later, and that I do know I need to like lose weight. So that did like kind of hurt my feelings, or that people think I'm pregnant right now, but I'm absolutely not. Like, because I haven't lost my baby weight, but at the same time, like, that's not enough for me to even bring up to you. Like, I think I brought it up 3 weeks later, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You just told me about it recently. And like, deal. That was like part of this, like what, you know, the picking on people and the bullying on social media. Yeah. And yeah. I was just surprised that somebody, was it an email?
They emailed me and said like, you could really afford to lose some weight. and I think it's just kind of like, I kind of giggled and then it kind of like, yeah, you're right. Like I could for sure. And so that's kind of more, but at the same time, like that's so superficial as well.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. And I'm so glad you're past that point, because I feel like you were loved after 16. So you didn't get much negativity.
No, I didn't.
But the little tiny thing that you, the tiny things you would get would be like 3 hours in our bedroom upset about it. And I have to keep going and saying, we don't even know if these people are real. Of course, somebody's real because somebody's typing it. I'm like, do not worry about this stuff. And they would, you know, try to control what she was thinking or feeling or what she should do. And I mean, I'm not even going to lie. That was so much work for me after that first season, bringing her back into the normal world. It really, really was. So I still feel for all these other people that are on the shows now, and and especially if you're not liked. So I feel for their parents. I feel for their family members and them trying to
navigate like the real world, because they really, it's a TV show, but they really bring it into your real life, and they will try to ruin your real life.
Yeah. They'll just everything like,
just remind you like mean things every day, you know? So it's crazy because it was so easy for me after 16 because I felt so
loved.
And you still
were very upset about any little
thing. I'm a very sensitive person. I'm like a highly sensitive person actually. So, which is a thing. So, I mean, if I can get through the online stuff, anybody can, you know? Like, you just kind of have to be, and get rid of the platform maybe if that's something.
If it's a certain platform, like for me,
Twitter was a platform. I never really used it and understood it anyway. And I didn't even have it before I went on TV. So like, I just got it because I was on TV. So, I don't miss that. And that didn't add any value to my life or anything. So like, that's always an option too. You don't have to be on every single platform. And especially if you know, you're receiving mean messages.
And it's bad enough getting bullied by people who you don't even know who they are, but like anybody else who's even been on any reality television, for them to bully another person that's on reality television is really, really bad, because they know exactly what, you know, is going on, and it's just very wrong.
I guess like when I was on season 16, there was one thing that I said, and Amanda Zuckerman I said something about Amanda Zuckerman. Like, I don't know, nothing mean really, I don't think, but it was something like, she scares me or something. Now we laugh about it. I'm friends with her. I really like her. And so like, she told me after the show at the party, like it hurt her feelings. And I felt so freaking bad that I never wanted to make someone feel like that. And then I learned when people talk about me on the show, what that felt like. So once you're on the show and you know people are talking, like, you shouldn't do it because you know what it feels like. That's kind of how I feel about it. And that's why I don't even, like, when the show's on Voice, like, if I don't like someone or don't like someone, I don't know the person, but I don't ever tweet, even when I had Twitter, negative things about someone for likes and attention, because it's just like, that's hurtful.
And you don't know somebody yet, and you're just like guessing. And I think going with the crowd,
that's what really pisses me off, is just like going with the crowd. Cause I've had people do that to me on my last season. And then they try to like call me after the season and apologize. And just like, it's like, no, I'm sorry, I'm done.
Nicole is, which she does. Yeah, you are kind of a done. Not if it's like somebody that's important in your life.
I forgive you, but I don't want anything else to do with you. I mean, it is what it is. And that's, you know, that's not really, I always thought that's a bad thing, because Like, why do I not have all these people surrounding me when I go to like an event or something? But I'm just so content, and I know like what I expect, and my expectations are high. My therapist has told me, like, as friendships and relationships, I just have high expectations of people, and expectations equal disappointment. But I just expect to be treated the same way that I treat others. And so I know I'm a very good friend and a very good person to have on your side. And so I just expect that back, and that's okay. I mean,
yeah, it's definitely okay.
But there was something else about that was interesting that I was going to mention about the social media. That was a good conversation. It went in a lot of places, so I couldn't keep up with my train of thought. But what was it? Ugh, I don't know.
Yeah, you almost need to have a pad of paper. And she didn't know I'm throwing all this at her today, like what I made up the list and what I wanted to talk about, and just kind of have it in front of me. So I didn't give her warning on what we were going to talk about so that she could put. But if you have any questions, and like, because this is easy, easy to do with social media and stuff, is very easy answers and questions and answering for her. So if you have some, you can put them on the podcast page. And we will definitely, you know, get to them.
Okay, and I will also say, like, this isn't what I was going to say. This is just such a big topic. I'll say, too, that for me, social media was so important to me after it became, okay, so it wasn't important to me. I had 500 followers on Instagram. It was private. I got off the show. That was a big year for season 16. We had, like, 300,000 followers. And then it was really cool. I went back to nursing. And then I went back on the show and I won. So after that, like, it was kind of important to me because it became my job. And like, it, you saw value in the likes and the whatever. I got wrapped up in it all. And so then when I came back on after my All-Star season, I kind of went through the thought process of, okay, maybe I'll just like get rid of social media, right? Like, cause what does it add value to my life? Like, really, how? And it was my job, but it wasn't like, I was still like working as a nurse too. And so it was kind of like, okay, feeling it go away, the potential of it leaving was really good for me. Because it made me realize what actually is important in life, you know, and seeing it as for what it is. And it's not like my real, I mean, it is my real life, but at the same time, from then on, I realized I don't want my social media just to be me. Like, how can I help others? I'll share my social or my mental health experiences, my motherhood hardships, because, you know, I wasn't quite prepared for motherhood for what it was, and just trying to be as like transparent and honest. And I think about it still every day. If it's gone tomorrow, I'll be okay. And I just want to help people along the way. I think that's what's really important. And if people can live with themselves and the mean comments that they leave on people's stuff, I always tell my mom, like, cause she'll get upset about things too. I'm like, mom, but they're the ones that have to live with that comment. And they're the ones that have to live with themselves. I feel like I have matured so much through the social media hate, that I see on anybody's account. And I feel sorry for anyone going through it. And I think it's everyone, no matter how large your platform is. But just remember, it's not a reflection of you at all. And I know it sounds cliche, but it really isn't. And I'm like so much, just more mature and understanding. And I even feel bad for the people who are doing that, because I think, well, they must have a really sad life I'm not trying to even sound mean when I'm saying this, but a sad life if they're talking about me 5 years later every day. Like, I have so much going on that they don't even cross my mind, and I forget sometimes they exist. So it's kind of like I really bug them, and I don't know why. And it is sad, because like, I would totally try to get along with anyone, you know, like, and that's kind of what I was going to say too.
Yeah. And it's not little like things like when she said that really bug me. It's just things that don't make sense that are said. Sometimes I'll be like, that doesn't even like, why would they even say that? None of that stuff is
true.
No,
but not even about, not about me. I'm talking about in your life. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, you're a sensitive person too. And like,
but like if they write on my picture that I'm chubby, I know I'm chubby, so I don't care.
Oh, you know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff doesn't bug you. No, I just meant, I guess like even everyone in their life has someone that hurts their feelings.
Oh, yeah.
And I just meant,
and mine are more probably people that are closer to me than
family
than like
or
that
whatever.
Kind of stuff. Yeah. It's just like it doesn't make sense.
Yours isn't social media stuff at all. And so that's kind of what I think is important to remember. And when you're commenting on someone's stuff, like I think if you don't have nothing nice to say, then really I wouldn't say anything.
Yes. Very good conversation today. Mm-hmm. I hope this helped some of you out. And like, you know, when somebody does something to you or, you know, that you can know it's not you, it's them. There's no reason for it.
Yeah. And Victor's really taught me a lot with that as well. Cause he's really good at just like blocking it out, almost too good at blocking it out. But I like to like read it and then kind of feel it and then process it. And I mean, that took like years and years to be able to do. So, don't like be hard on yourself either. And I think it's just like really important that I do use my platform for, not just sharing, or I don't want people to go on my page and be like, oh man, like my life isn't great because look at her life. Like, that's not what I want to do either, you know? Right. So I work really hard on just trying to be like really transparent, but also keep some privacy because I don't like too transparent accounts. I'm like, okay, that was, I mean, and I do talk about a lot of things, but yeah. If you guys have any questions at all about anything, let me know. Cause this is easier for me to have conversations like this than anything else. Is that the last topic, Mom?
Yes, that's it for today.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate you guys listening to us and making this possible because we really do love having, we love this, don't we?
Yeah. It's our little bit of time to chat and like me to dig in her brain a little bit. And sometimes for her to dig into my brain a little bit because we don't always have these conversations because there's always distractions. So it's a nice break for us.
Yeah, it is. So thank you guys so much.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.